Hey, this is Susie Larson. If you don't have time to listen to the full podcast, here's a highlight from today's show. The full conversation is at myfaithradio.com. I think we've stigmatized it in such a way that some are afraid of that because they've made it maybe something weird. You know what I'm saying? But the Holy Spirit is part of the Trinity, and the Holy Spirit speaks to us, nudges us, convicts us. I want you just to talk about some of the ways that the Holy Spirit moves in our life that we may even miss if we're not paying attention.
Yeah, the Holy Spirit is one that convicts us and challenges us and comforts us and guides us and gives us wisdom. There's a lot of specific roles about the Holy Spirit. But oftentimes, his desire is to draw us to Christ and to share Christ. And so this is how I think about it. The Holy Spirit that was put in me, part of his job is to reveal Jesus to other people. And he knows that person better than I do. So what I need to do is ask the Holy Spirit, show me, how do I share Jesus with this person in front of me? You know them. You know their hurts, their fears, their desires, their longings. Show me how I can share Jesus with this person. And he will contextualize or make a special way for me to explain it to that person if I invite him into the conversation, if I invite him to speak through me.
That's such an encouragement. I know you've got a number of stories that I'm going to ask you about, a number of them. But first, tell me this. What are some of the obstacles that oftentimes get in the way of our hearing God's voice, maybe stifling our spiritual ears, so to speak?
Well, I think oftentimes it's busyness and self-centeredness. We think about our own lives. If we have families, we think about our own kids, our own immediate family. We think about our own finances. And so we're focused on ourselves and our lives. And we are not focusing on what is going on around us and how God wants us to engage with the people around us in a real personal, intimate way. And so I think that's one of the greatest things is we're just not aware of him wanting to use us because we're self-focused. And second, I think we're afraid to ask him to use us because we feel, oh, I'm not wise enough. I don't have enough experience. I'm not a pastor or a missionary or a seminary teacher, you know? And so there's this fear to even ask for him to use us because we feel unequipped and unready. And I think that's just a lie from the enemy that he wants to hinder us from asking the Holy Spirit to use us in God's work.
Thanks again for listening to this highlight from Live the Promise. If you missed the whole show or want to listen to past programs, you can find them at our website at myfaithradio.com.